Vellum Publishing Audiobooks, in association with Blackstone Audio, presents The Gates of Eden, an adventure novel of the search for the grave of Adam and Eve in Africa by John Arthur Long. Read by the author. For my sister Jerry, who helped show me the wonder to be found in books before I was old enough to read, and for my brother Roger, whose heart belonged to the wilderness. With special thanks to Ken Robinson for first suggesting we take a tent safari through Hemingway's Africa. We shall not cease from our exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. Through the unknown remembered gate, when the last of earth left to discover is that which was the beginning. T.S. Eliot, Four Quartets. Prologue. Darkness had fallen, and deep in the savanna, under the sparkling arch of the star-filled African sky, a lean, tall, muscled Maasai warrior worked at his task. Streams of sweat dripped down the man's body and glistened in the firelight, for the work was hot and arduous. A short distance away, the warrior's constant companion, a towering giraffe, looked on while the man worked, oblivious to the sounds that filled the black beyond the light thrown by the fire he had built. The Maasai's purpose was to craft a new spear. He did not enjoy this, still he knew it must be done. He had thrown the sacred stones, and the message was clear. The spear must be created. There was no choice, for he was Twamba, a man who from birth had been set apart from the others, a man who could walk among the things of nature and hear their whispers. And as he grew, he had learned to listen to the secret voices around him, and he had learned to follow as he was following now. So, he had made the spear. And after he had carved the sacred symbols into it, he would bless it in the ceremony that had been taught to him long ago by another who followed the voices of nature that speak to those who learn to listen. Unseen in the darkness, but not far away, rose a great bluff. Twamba knew the place well. He had been there often. It was a place where once the great god had spewed forth his anger in a violent tongue of fire and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?